The aftermath of the First World War saw drastic political, cultural, and social change across the whole world, because even the continents such as Australia or America were not directly involved. They actually also felt the consequence of it. The main thing that should be mentioned is that four empires collapsed due to this war. It was Germany, Austria-Hungary, Ottoman Empire, and the Russian Empire. And as those empires collapsed, so did the dynasties. So Hohenzollerns in Germany, and Habsburgs in Austria-Hungary, Ottomans in the Ottoman Empire, and the Romanovs in Russia. Considering the other countries, Belgium, Serbia, and France were badly affected, and it's worth mentioning that France had 1.4 million dead soldiers. That is a huge number, I guess. But actually, we should take into consideration what was the actual finish of the war. Well, finish, maybe it's not the best word, but what I mean is the Treaty of Versailles. It was signed 28 June 1918, and it was basically the end of the war. All the central nations had to sign it, even though there were some problems during it. They finally did it. The League of Nations was born. The League of Nations was a kind of organization that was supposed to take care of actually the independence of all the countries, to take care of the militarization of the, let's say, aggressive countries. But, well, actually, the League of Nations was not as successive as it should be. Germany was seen as the major aggressive country, so it was obliged to pay reparations. It basically led to a social dissatisfaction among German people. Austria-Hungary. Austria-Hungary was a huge empire, and it dispersed into four other countries. So it was largely along ethnic lines. It was Austria, it was Hungary, Czechoslovakia, and Yugoslavia. The Russian Empire, still the biggest country in the world, which actually withdrawn from the war in 1917, after the October Revolution. The Russian Empire, they lost much of its their western frontier as the newly independent nations of Poland, Estonia, Finland, Latvia, Lithuania were carved from it. And the Ottoman Empire disintegrated. The Turkish core in Anatolia was reorganized as the Republic of Turkey. Now, considering national identities, Poland reemerged as an independent country after more than a century. that was really important because Poland is still one of the biggest countries in Europe, and it was a kind of balance between two empires, between Germany and Russia. The Kingdom of Serbia became the backbone of a new multinational state, the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats and Slovenes, later renamed Yugoslavia. Well, later it dispersed again, but never mind. Czechoslovakia became a new nation, basically. Russia became Soviet Union and lost Finland, Estonia, Lithuania and Latvia. That I just mentioned it before, but still, it needs to be mentioned again, I guess. The Ottoman Empire was soon replaced by Turkey and several other countries in the Middle East. Now we name it Iraq, Iran, Palestine, and so on. Israel. And the British Empire, the war unleashed new forms of nationalism. I think I will not talk about it because it is a very large subject to say. After the Battle of Vimy Ridge, Canadians began to refer to theirs as a nation forged from fire. Canada entered the war as a dominion of the British Empire and remained so, and all the other dominions, which includes Australia, New Zealand and South Africa, were automatically at war when Britain declared it in 1914. So they also had to sign the treaty and so on. The First World War also resulted in unstable power dynamics of the Middle East. After the fall of Ottoman Empire, claims to land and nationhood began to emerge, so the political boundaries were quickly imposed, which seemed unsatisfactory for the local people. That is probably a major reason why the continuing Israeli-Palestinian conflict started. Finally, health. So, looking at the soldiers, 8 million of soldiers were killed, 7 million permanently disabled, and 15 million seriously injured. That makes 30 million people which were which they actually took part actively in the war and they were injured. That makes, that is almost the quantity of people in Poland. It's like the whole Poland is injured. That is unbelievable. I know it's super easy and pretty much dumb to say, but basically after the war all the crops are damaged, so the food shortage is present, and so is malnutrition among people and also among children. So the children death rate is generally higher, and that leads to weakened resistance to disease. So let's see. By the end of the war, starvation caused by famine had killed approximately 100,000 people in Lebanon. Spanish flu pandemic killed about 675,000 people in the USA alone, because overall, flu pandemic killed at least 50 million people. Yeah, 50 million people. Now, easy mathematics, 50 million people plus 30 million people, because now I'm considering soldiers, that makes 80 million people. 80 million people. That's why the And the results of war are still visible nowadays. They are still visible. Maybe not for everyone, but I personally can see the way we treat other people, the way the stereotypes about different nationalities are basically formed. Yeah, that's a super, super sad thing to say, but we can still see it, as I have mentioned it all before. Yeah, thank you for your attention. I hope you liked my presentation.